Oh, Robert Palmer. Bad case of loving you. It's Ocean 100. Good morning, 7:36. Ocean 100 Morning Show. I'm Darcy Campbell. That's Scott Chapman. And it's time for our next interesting Islander. Pleased to welcome to the show the CEO of Health PEI, Dr. Michael Gardam. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Welcome, how are you guys?
Welcome. We're doing great.
Thank you so much for taking some time to be here today. Obviously, you have a pretty important job. Little busy, I would say. Little busy. But let's take it back here. Now, I've been reading your bio that they have on the website here, and I can safely say that no one has the credentials for the CEO of Health PEI like you do, because this is quite the resume, sir.
It is amazing what AI can write for you these days.
Well, we are very glad to have you here on the island. I mean, let's start. What brought you here?
I came here for 6 months to help figure out our physician leadership structure. We never really had one on the island. Every part of the island kind of did its own thing. Mm-hmm. And so I had done work with the Medical Society before, and they asked me to come at the height of the first wave of the pandemic in Toronto. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to come and not face that in Toronto. So we moved here, rented a house for 6 months, and then got caught up in the great transformation of Health PEI, and here we are today.
Here you are.
Well, yeah, be careful. You got to be careful, because Scott, tell your story. You came. You were going to be here for a year back in.
That was 33 years ago.
Yeah. So yeah. You know, like, let's. You're going to be here for a while. By the looks of things. Yeah. What's been your favorite part of coming into this position and being on the island?
A bunch of things. I mean, I really like the people I work with. Mm. We've got a really good team, best I've probably ever worked with. And I really admire the dedication of the healthcare workers here. They work in a pretty tough job, especially over the last 3 years. And it's kind of inspirational for me to work with them here on the island. I mean, you know, the absence of traffic, the ocean, I live 10 minutes from work. I mean, for somebody from Toronto, that's heaven. Like, you can't imagine how different that is from what I'm used to.
Well, I know in Toronto, like the commute to work, a lot of folks, if they don't get out the door by 5:30, they head to work. I mean, that's going to cost them a half hour on the highway.
I used to be in my chair at my desk at 5:45 in the morning, because otherwise it could take me well over an hour to get to work. And at 7 o'clock at night, I'd look out the window at the 401 and go, nope, not leaving yet. Can't leave yet.
So we got it pretty good here.
You got it pretty good. Okay. The bridge is not that bad. Let me just point that out.
Okay. No.
Even when there are some cruise ships there or some seals in the harbor, that's really the only traffic tie-up we have on the Hillsborough Bridge.
Seals in the harbor. Sometimes they're 18 miles inland, too. Yeah. It happens. We're going to chat more with Dr. Michael Gardam. Of course, we have lots of questions for him today, and we're going to just kind of learn more about the CEO of Health PEI. We hear so much about you, so we're gonna peel back a few of these layers. You're all right with that?
I'm good.
He looks a little scared, but that's okay. That's okay.
Ocean 100 helps you stay plugged into your community. Listen weekday mornings at 9:20 for Ocean 100's Community Connections, brought to you
or shop at our new VK Florist. Anything mom could want in one location. Visit us on Allen Street in Charlottetown or online at vancampens.ca.
Okay, we are joined by Dr. Michael Gardam today, and you're probably overqualified for this, but let's hear the weather. Let's hear the weather.
All right. Today, it's cloudy, showers or drizzle, windy. There's a surprise. High near 7. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers or drizzle early this evening. Windy, low plus 2. Friday, mainly cloudy to start, but then clearing near noon. Windy, high 7. Right now, it's 4 in Summerside, 3 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Very well done. You should feel very proud of yourself.
I'll drop off my resume.
Thank you. You got the birthday list coming up next, so stick around.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, because I know that you feel me somehow. You're the bell.
That's the Goo Goo Dolls and Iris, Ocean 100. Keep an eye out for school buses and their flashing lights. It is 7:48 right now. Joined by Dr. Michael Gardam today. He is our interesting Islander. And they don't come much more interesting than the CEO of Health PEI. You are a very talked about person. And we are very happy to have you here on our show today.
Well, I've got a fairly big mouth when it comes to healthcare, so I talk about it a lot because it needs a good swift kick sometimes.
Yeah, and we can agree with that.
Now, where do you see healthcare like 5 years down the road? I mean, this is not something that's going to happen overnight. This is going to take.
No, it's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to be better. I think that Canadian healthcare has been kind of grumbling along for a long time, and it's really is time for us to take a serious look at what we're doing. At the same time, we're bringing down barriers to bring in foreign trained doctors and nurses and stuff. So it'll be better 5 years from now. It's just we're going through a real rough patch, especially with the pandemic. I mean, every industry on the island is facing exactly the same thing. People have decided, like people my age are like, to hell with it. I'm just going to retire. Mm. I'm not going to keep working. The pandemic really took the wind out of the sails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And changes, especially in a place the size of PEI, changes, even small changes can have a ripple effect that make an impact.
Yeah, we have a lot of really huge advantages here. Like we have a nice small geography, which makes it that, you could literally hire a doctor in the middle of the island and it's still going to help people at either tip, right? Like we can really make good changes here fairly quickly compared to other provinces. It's one of the things that kind of attracted me here is that we could make a real difference to healthcare within a few years. We just have to find the people. That's the big thing.
So where do you see us in about 5 years' time?
I think what we'll see is our whole medical home model where we have access to primary care across the island, that'll be sorted out. We'll be well on our way to building a new hospital in Montague. We'll be well on our way to, adding on to the QEH. The medical school will be up and running. It'll be much easier to recruit people here. And I think that, the larger the population gets, frankly, the easier it is to recruit people to the island because it's a little bit daunting for a doctor or a nurse to be in a very small community where you're kind of it. As our communities start to grow, you can hire more people and it becomes more comfortable for people to work there, right? Mm-hmm. As the solo doctor in a small town, that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
And so we'll get there.
Birthday's time.
Now I got a segue from that. Hey, here's the fun. It's Darcy's turn now. All right, so we're gonna do the birthdays celebration calendar for Confederation Bridge. Your name's on the list. You're qualified. Might win one of two bridge passes that we have up for grabs tomorrow morning. So I will start the list. And you can pick it up in a little bit, all right? I'll throw it over to you. The Connolly twins are celebrating today. Ben and Ava, actually, they're 14 tomorrow. No school tomorrow. They wanted to hear it today. Happy birthday to the Connolly twins tomorrow. Love mom and dad. Orin Lutwick, a happy 12th birthday. Off to Elliott River today, grade 6. Love mom, dad, Nana, and Grampy Brian. Kara Acorn, happy birthday, Kara. That's from mom and the family. A belated birthday, 85 years young yesterday for Bob Craig. Horse driver and blacksmith. Way to go, Bob.
Happy birthday.
That's from all your friends. Mary Hubert, a very happy birthday. Love Raven, Nathan, Bridget, Gloria, Hayden, and Evelyn. James Walsh is 11 today from Mom, Dad, and Will. Jamie Kelly in Stratford is 60 from Colleen. Kathleen Seward is celebrating today from Mushy, Bubba J, and Cha-Cha. Wow. That's fun. Sandra Marchbank from Spring Valley, very happy birthday today from all of your family. Dr. Michael Gardam, you want to take it over?
Thank you very much. Louise Como, this wish is from Ann and Mike, happy birthday. Darsh from Mama and Papa in Charlottetown, age 12. Ryan Dixon in Charlottetown, age 20. Megan Shaw in Stanhope, age 24. Anthony Campus, 27. Love your favorite sister and brother-in-law, Sawyer, Janelle, Juliet, Alana, Benny the dog, and Kevin the cat.
Can't forget about Benny and Kevin.
Yeah, you really can't forget them. No. And Paula Doyle loves Stacy, Benny, and family in Charlottetown, 82
Ooh,
years
that's a big
young.
One. That's a happy big birthday. One. Yeah, happy birthday.
Do I have to scroll down?
Yeah, scroll down
more.
A little bit.
Look
no, there's more.
And last, Mike Chevry in Red Point. Happy birthday. And Sydney Anima, who is turning the big 4-0 and is at the shipping and receiving lead at Cowes. For all of his co-workers at Cowes, happy birthday.
Hey,
happy
that's birthday. A pretty good job. Yeah. Dr. Gardam, very well good done. Job. Well done. Probably the most qualified person we've ever had to read the celebration calendar. So thank you for that. He feels pretty good about it. I can tell right now he's glowing. This might be the best thing he's ever done.
I'm pretty stoked right now.
I know. I can tell. Thank you for doing it.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Cloudy, clearing near noon, though. Windy and a high of 7. Confederation Bridge and Northumberland Ferries open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's 8:04. Good morning. Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. Time to tidy up your water cooler question for Robin's Donuts. And we are joined today by Dr. Michael Gardam from Health PEI. 17% of homes have one of these in their bathroom. What is it? I'll tell you right now, it's not a radio.
No.
It's not a scale.
That was my guess.
Not a scale. A lot of people said scale on the Facebook page. Some people say house plants. Some people say television. You got a TV in the bathroom?
No,
you
know? I don't.
That's just for homes where people spend lots of time.
That's all I have.
How much time are you spending in your bathroom? The answer we're looking for is a stand-up shower.
A stand-up shower.
17% of homes have a stand-up shower. We have a stand-up shower.
Do you?
Yeah. You have a stand-up shower?
No, I don't.
Any stand-up showers in your house?
What's the difference between a stand-up shower and a shower?
I think it's just the solo shower.
Just
it's
the
not
shower,
a tub.
Not no the tub. Tub, as opposed to a sit-down shower, which would be very, exactly. very different. Okay.
Still fun. Still fun, though. Yeah. Okay. So if you had that answer, your name's in the draw on Friday. You might win a $100 gift card from our friends at Robin's Donuts. More with Dr. Michael Gardam coming up.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
Oh yeah, energizing you on a Thursday, getting you ready for a weekend here, coming very, very soon. AC/DC shook me all night long. It's 8:09, and it's the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Darcy Campbell, Scott Chapman, and Dr. Michael Gardam, the CEO of Health PEI, here with us. Great chat so far today. I mean, we should get into hobbies here. Like, I mean, we can talk about all the really, like, hard-hitting stuff, and I think Scott got that out of the way, but what do you do for fun? What does the CEO of Health PEI do for fun when he's...
To de-stress.
You know, you're working 18-hour days. I don't know that for sure, but, you know...
It sounds good, though. It sounds very impressive. I do like that, yeah.
What do you do to unwind?
You know, I've always been an outdoorsy kind of person. Yeah. I have to say, though, since Christmas this year, my big thing, I woke up one morning and I just had this vision in my head that I have to carve giant birds. And okay. So I've been pretty much on a tear ever since. I've got a giant flicker in my front yard. I got a huge chickadee. I made my sister-in-law a giant piping plover. And I basically make a cage out of spruce and then I carve them with a chainsaw.
I was going to say, now, how do you carve them?
I carve them with a chainsaw. Yeah, I've got three different chainsaws, whichever one suits my mood, and you know.
Wow, a selection of chainsaws.
I still have all my fingers. I'm very proud of that.
We should mention how big these actually are, though. Like, they're, like, what would be, like, well, 6 feet?
The flicker I made is about 6 feet tall. Huh. Probably weighs about 80-100 pounds, and I had to lift it into a birch tree and drill it in. Like, the legs are actually rebar to hold it.
Okay.
So, it's that's been fun. I don't know where that came from. It just sort of weird.
Had a weird epiphany and just started making six-foot wood-carved
birds. You know,
birds.
Some people have, like, religious visions. I have bird visions, and there we are.
That's pretty
fun. With a chainsaw.
With a chainsaw.
Well, how long does it take you to carve one bird?
It's probably about 20, 25 hours. Okay. But I space it on the weekends. I've decided I'm not going to do that evenings when I get home from work, because there's some days I'm pretty annoyed, and last thing I want to do is pick up a chainsaw when you're annoyed.
So. Likely, yeah. Or tired.
You know? Yeah, that's sort of one of those life lessons. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to have to learn the hard way. So I do it on weekends. It's fun.
Now, is this a skill that you just had right away? Yeah. Or, I mean, is this something that you know to scratch the first few birds?
No, I just started doing it. Like I didn't watch any YouTube video. I don't think there's a YouTube video on carving giant birds. Maybe there is, but at least
you'd be surprised.
There definitely should be if there isn't. But yeah, that's what I started doing.
Maybe, maybe we can do that today.
Yeah.
Oh, you were just going to go out and find a log and start?
Hey.
Do a YouTube video.
Hey, I thought you meant bring my chainsaw into the studio. Oh, I could have done that.
Too.
Well, yeah. Scott has one. Have you heard?
Does
Scott
he?
Has, well, yes.
Technically, I guess it's a pruning saw.
Okay.
But I like to call it my chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
So next to yours.
The bubbles come out the back.
Next to one of your chainsaws, his would look pretty dainty.
Well, all the carving I do is actually with electric chainsaws because you can't really fire up the two-stroke steel in the basement.
No, if you're that's a key part that I didn't know. You're doing it in a basement.
Yeah,
okay.
you'd end up with carbon monoxide poisoning and end up in the emerge somewhere.
I assumed it was outside.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, I was doing it all winter.
That's true. Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Once again, our guests make us look like the idiot. God.
Ocean 100.
May the Force be with you.
The Force will be with you always.
Introducing the Subway Series with 15 new chef-crafted subs. Just
or snuggle up with our delicious new latte or mocha. Come get your hands on one today at A&W in Summerside and Charlottetown.
All right, so good the first time. Let's hear you do it again, Dr. Gardam.
All right, thanks so much. Today, it's cloudy, showers or drizzle, windy with a high of 7. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers or drizzle early this evening, windy, low plus 2. Friday, mainly cloudy to start, but then clearing near noon, windy and a high of 7. Right now, it's 4 in Summerside, 3 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Amazing. Well done.
Late bus this morning. Bus 559, Hajrish Fedda, serving Emmy Callahan Intermediate and West Isle Senior High, running 30 minutes late.
The weekend looks like a good outdoor bird carving day. Saturday and Sunday, both good days.
Yeah.
Get out it and do it. Toto, hold the line. It's Ocean 100, 819. Good morning. It's Thursday. It's the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you. Big Star Wars guy, Dr. Gardam?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Do you have like a favorite movie? And I'm going to assume it's one of the originals.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Empire.
Empire is the best. I mean, that's pretty much the jury says that's the best one out of them all. So, Scott, not much of a Star Wars guy.
No, I saw the first two. But
could tell you what Cal Ripken's batting average was in 1987.
Yeah, I would have more luck with that, yes.
Yeah, but could not tell you anything about Star Wars. It has been fantastic having you in here today, Dr. Gardam. Thank you very much for taking some time because I know that you're a busy guy and you have lots on the go. And thank you on behalf of Islanders for doing what you do and, you know, trying to make things better around here. Did you want to shout out your family, maybe?
I do. I want to give a shout out to Jody, Olivia, Rob, and Igloo the dog, who are all hanging out in Stratford this morning. And I want to give a shout out to all of our health BEI workers out there, either coming off shift, going on shift. Islanders really appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for doing what you do, obviously. Let's send it right on a song. You like all different kinds of music?
I do. When we were talking about it, I mean, I always think of the Tragically Hip. I'm a guy from Ontario, after all, born in Kingston, so the Tragically Hip are close to my heart.
That makes sense.
And favorite song of theirs is Weak Kings.
All right. And you know what? You'll be an Islander before you know it. Don't worry. We will greet you and welcome you with open arms, sir. Thanks very much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me.